The home is located at 3095 West Homestead Road in the Jeremy Ranch neighborhood. The purchase price was approved by three of the four Park City School Board members in attendance. Board President Andrew Kaplan was absent. Member Butler says she is concerned about allocating close to $1 million in capital funds, citing several issues. Her first concern is she and other board members have not seen the property.
I'm going to vote no on this, and I want to make sure that I explain why I'm going to vote no on this. First of all, I would never buy a house that I haven't seen. And so we haven't had the opportunity to see this house at all. We basically haven't provided any information until we got information loaded into board docs on Saturday. And in my opinion, it's irresponsible for this board to move forward with buying a $870,000 house without seeing it. Would you, each of you, buy a house without seeing it? The answer to that is probably no.
Business Administrator Todd Hauber says he visited the home and did a secondary inspection.
I think I was given the charge by the board to go find the property for the superintendent on behalf of the board. So I took that serious and wanted to make sure that the best product came forward. So we did do our homework. We've been through it. We've even crawled into it and had the inspections done as well.
And you know what? I did not mean anything negative in that sense. This is the governing board, right? We are the five people that are elected in this district to represent the constituency. So we represent their tax dollars being spent. And so
Butler wants the school board to choose a house that would be appropriate for any superintendent now and in the future.
I want to think about the house itself that we are purchasing, the location of where it's at, the condition that it's in, the situation of the driveway, and many other issues. Because I thought when we went into this process that we agreed that we would not buy a house that's specific to any one individual. And I think in this case, we have done that. If you looked at what other mountain town superintendents do, and we've had this conversation already, that they get condos or townhouses.
Mm-hmm.
We have three individuals that will be moving into a 3,700 square foot house.
Butler says providing a stipend for housing would be a way to fulfill the housing contract with the superintendent, but not tie up money that may be needed for capital projects in the future.
You know, I think our superintendent has a great package. I mean, more so than any other superintendent. Any superintendent in the state of Utah, any superintendent in the Mountain Town District, so whether you buy a house or provide a stipend, I just think it's not a good move to buy this, especially in the current market.
School Board Vice President J.J. Ehlers says purchasing a home is a better investment.
In my mind, the purchase was a capital investment, which would go up over time. With a stipend is a payment comes out of our budget that we really don't get anything back for other than the superintendent having a place to live. So,
Butler says a stipend could be used by the superintendent to go towards purchasing a home, and it would cultivate a stronger tie to the community and would be a more responsible way to spend taxpayer dollars.
I've heard enough from my constituents to understand that this is a very, very hot button issue. And while I sit on this board, I can't lock up $1 million, almost $1 million. I mean, to me, that's not strategically what I envision as this district moving forward that's in the best interest, because we have no idea what's going to happen with our bond, with our master plan, and the direction that things are going.
Board member Ann Peters is comfortable with the school board making the capital investment.
I would really love for the superintendent to get settled. Mm-hmm. I think it's been really disruptive, and I would love for her to get settled. We've kind of been around on this issue for a while, and I completely appreciate all of your points, but I feel like we agreed on buying versus the stipend because of the investment and because of the return on the investment. I understand that the million's locked up, so hopefully it'll be a million something when this is all over.
Board member Erin Grady says her constituents have been supportive of purchasing the property for use by the superintendent.
I've actually had a very different experience with my constituents that I have actually had brought up with me, and most of them are very supportive and behind it once talked through everything. So, and I, again, will echo you as far as I really think it's important that we get our superintendent settled.
The purchase of the property is scheduled for closing on September 10th. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.